Let's face it, conflict is a fact of life, even in our romantic or primary relationships. It's how we handle it with our partner that determines the success of the relationship. Let's listen in now to these two well-known personalities in the midst of domestic battle, Jack Nicholson and Martha Stewart. Martha, where the hell did you put my Oscars?
In a minute, Jack. Right now I'm busy preparing the quintessential holiday ham for my Easter appearance on the Today Show. Here, have a taste of my cayenne salsa with Moroccan oranges and crushed Persian cardamom. A perfect accent. And so politically correct. It's a good thing.
Yes, it is. I'm endlessly dazzled by your lily-white wonderland of housekeeping techniques and perfectionism. Now, where are my friggin' Oscars?
In the basement, Jack. They were just too garish. Given the impeccably subtle color palette I've established for you, including those delicious pale salmon begonias I've put everywhere, the Oscars were simply inappropriate.
Inappropriate? You rotten sack of...
Careful, Jack. My glue gun's hot, and that's no way to talk to the global goddess of decor, whose middle-class legions happen to follow my every word, if you catch my drift, Jack. Anyway, I'll be leaving on a cruise to Alaska next week to create the world's largest Eskimo pie on an iceberg and to launch my new line of musk ox fur coats.
How comforting. Why don't you take your army of middle-class clones and occupy Siberia to control the muskox market? Then continue on to the Middle East, where you can capture the Iraqi oil fields and redecorate Saddam's presidential palaces. I'll still be here digging through all your perky projects for my Oscars.
Have fun, Jack. And for your information, I am off to the Middle East with glue guns for all, decorating for democracy. It's a good thing. Oh, and Jack, before I leave, would you like to buy the rest of my M-Clone stock?